Our guest today is Eileen Daneman, and we're talking about vaccines, and her website is vaccineliberationarmy.com, where you will find a number of other issues that she also discusses. And you're right, when you put something on your car, hand something out at the supermarket, it's going to take an army like all of us to inform other people. And I know that many, many families have vaccine-damaged children. And I have a grandson that is, he's autistic, he's high-functioning, his IQ is 167. He can pick up any instrument and play it. He's remarkably brilliant, but he has autism. He can't function the way that ordinary people would like to function, hold a job, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, he'll never hold a job. He'll never get married. You know, parents are concerned when they die. Who's going to take care of him?
Exactly. And
now I want to say,
a lot of families have this situation.
Huh, everybody does.
So yes.
Every family does, and especially when in 2032, when they say one out of Andy Wakefield says that, you know, one out of two will be on the autism spectrum, but everybody will be taking care of them. I mean, these parents and these families, their whole lives are locked into a certain condition. It's not just the autistic kid, you know, it's everybody. But I want to say before we forget that the new, you know, the fact that people are reticent, some people, to put it on their cars, which I totally think they should take advantage of that. The whole package is $40. It's like the best, you know, highest quality. Now what we're doing, because of the censorship, this is our, Diana, this is our last hurrah, our last hurrah before Planet Nibiru hits. I mean, you know, before 5G, which is going to kill us all, our last hurrah, as far as this is concerned, is that is to take it to the streets. So we've developed yellow vests. Okay, it's not out yet.
Wonderful.
Yellow vests that we're having printed on, with the vaccine baby is one of them, and another one is
Gosh.
And we've got Larry Cook, Stop Mandatory Vaccines, Stop Mandatory Vaccination. He's going to put his website on one of the jackets. My website is one of the jackets. And so it's a very fashionable. It's not just a yellow vest like you have in Paris. It's actually, I decided to do a yellow vest that's actually fashionable, that you'd like to wear, you know. And it's very nice. And the commitment is this: to wear it like when you go shopping. Let's say on Saturday you stop work, you go shopping. Wear it when you're going shopping. Wear it when you go to the mall. That's all we ask you to do, okay? And then the plan is, with all this censorship, you know, with Amazon and Facebook and YouTube, that this is the time where Donald Trump, you know, who has made a promise to deal with the autism epidemic, but it has not done it yet. This is the time he can do it. There was no reasonable time with the North Korea, you know, with the immigrants, with this and that. There was no reasonable time that he could have done this. But now that there all this pressure is being on the vaccine movement and the censorship and everything else, this is the time. So what we want to plan to do is, in 4 or 5 months from now, whenever we get this together, to have a major march onto the White House, okay, and basically with the yellow vest, okay, and basically the campaign is going to be, you know, Donald Trump, it's time to keep your promise, and to actually have him, which would be perfect for him, because of the debate, because of the censorship, to actually create a independent vaccine Science and Safety Commission, as per the request of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is the time. So this is the time. This is our last hurrah. But once we get totally censored, even this project can't be out there because there will be censorship. So we got to get this project out there. So Sally Fallon of Weston Price is putting it in her newsletter for the spring. That's the beginning. And Larry Cook, who's got about 150,000 subscribers, he's going to get it out there. And now we're just working up the momentum so that we can actually have not only people wearing them in the streets, but actually do this White House rally and ask Trump to tell him it is now the time to start do this independent commission for cost effectiveness. I mean, basically the meningitis vaccine, for example, which are being pushed on kids who are like the 12th grade, there are more deaths from the meningitis vaccine than there are from meningitis itself. I mean, and cost effectiveness to our government is that people who will get vaccinated are not only sick with autism, ADHD, getting psychiatric drugs for it, Ritalin, Adderall, the kids are sick with cancer. Cancer is the leading cause of childhood death. I mean, for heaven's sake, God doesn't like, have you be born and then get cancer like when you're a year old. It's crazy. Mankind is totally destructive and extinction happens. So if we don't get this together, 5G will take us out anyway.
Well, you mentioned, let's get back to the, I agree with you. Let's get back to the bumper sticker. It's magnetic, so you can take it off whenever you want. It's not like something you have to stick on there.
It's not a bumper sticker. It's not. Now think about 17 inches. That's like a foot and a half, right? Mm-hmm. Foot and a half round. Think about, all right, made out of very high-end vinyl that actually sticks to the side of your passenger car.
And
door. And sticks to the side of your driver door, okay? And it's like beautiful. And that comes off. If you ever want that to come off, and I've had it on my car for 10 years. I mean, it's so high end that it lasts, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if you ever want it off, though, there's a technique with a hair dryer and a certain machine, if you have to use a machine, to take it off your car. Let's say you want to sell your car. You could do that. So, and then on the back window, which is very effective, is these vinyl letters, also high end, that says the greatest lie ever told that vaccines are safe and effective. Then it has the website vaccineliberationarmy.com. And so, like when you park, like in Walmart, where you're parked at a certain angle, mm-hmm. people see the back of the car. They don't see the side of the car. So I mm-hmm. have it on all my cars, on the side doors, and I've been doing this for 10 years, and others too, but my experience is that people take pictures of it. I'd be going down the highway, and all of a sudden somebody will get a little close to me in the back, and then they pass me by with their thumbs up. It's like amazing fun. And then I have these stickers, high-end stickers, rolls of stickers that I have 100 in each roll that we sell on the website for like $20 for two big rolls, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm looking at them.
Yeah, and you just tear it off and hand somebody when they're interested. And then we have this, that's with the baby. Then we have the stickers for kids that are a skull and crossbone, which they love. So I have stood in front of a school, in a high school or a middle school, that's letting the kids out at 3:30, mm-hmm. and I stand there with a roll of stickers, And I open them up, and they say, hey, anybody want a free sticker? My God, kids collect stickers all their lives. They surround me like they're in a bird frenzy. They want 10. So I give them 10, and I say, okay, share with your friends. And then I say, hey, any of your friends have ADHD? Huh? And they go, yeah, like everybody, right? So, and then on Halloween, when you get these rolls of stickers with the skull and crossbone, you give them to your son or daughter, and they pass them out in school. And the teachers and the administration, all they think is it's a Halloween sticker. And so you can get rid of, like, thousands in your school.
Right.
You know how I got this idea?
I have the flyer that vaccines didn't save us. which people can download.
Right. That's kind of old now. I can't figure out how to get it off my website. But Weston Price has done a new brochure, a trifold, which you can actually download and print yourself. If you go to Weston Price, or $15 a piece, you can order from them. You know, and you get like 100 of them. So, like with these yellow vests. My yellow vest has three pockets, two on the side and one on the top, right, where you can, like, stick a bunch of stickers in your pocket. So if anybody, like, says, hey, what's up with that, you know, you can give them a sticker.
Mm-hmm. And you don't, it isn't going to be effective to wear your yellow vest when you're ordering stuff from Amazon. You actually have to go out into the public and be around a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't have to wear it every day, but it's very fashionable. I mean, it's really a pretty vest. I'll send you a picture.
Okay, would love that. Yes.
Yeah, I will be putting it on my website as soon as I get the shipment to me, which is probably about a month. But Weston Price will have it, and my website will have it in there. They're very big too. So between Larry Cook and Stop Mandatory Vaccination and myself. And Weston Price, we already got the momentum going on.
Okay, let's talk about the exemptions. I think that is what these exemptions, or what the banning of exemptions is doing or does, is that it effectively mandates that people have to accept a medical procedure against their will.
Absolutely.
And of course, this all has to do, if you go back to first to Hillary Clinton, who failed to get her health care bill passed, and then Obama got it passed. When they're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, what that really means is that everybody's covered, and that, well, basically what it's saying is that the government owns your body. And if you're supposed to have a procedure that is paid for, then you're obligated to have that procedure. It doesn't make any difference what your personal opinion is. And so many people were applauding the Affordable Health Care Act. Oh, wonderful. This is so wonderful. It does not guarantee health care. It just guarantees that you have to buy insurance that you may not want or need, and that you are obligated to accept medical procedures that you don't need or want. But let's talk about these horrible exemptions. Yes?
Yes. The thing, you're absolutely right. And this yellow vest, one of the yellow vests, I'm reading it right now, says on the top, medical tyranny, and then it has an image of a gun with a hypodermic needle as a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then it says compulsory vaccination. It says no shots, no school, no shots, no jobs. Coming soon, no shots, no health insurance, no shots, no air travel, no shots, no driver's license. In Michigan, I think it was Michigan, I'm not quite sure, I wish I had caught that, but they want you to actually provide your vaccination records. They are moving into what's called adult, HHS has an adult immunization plan, and they are now, with all this going on, they're moving into coming soon. As you know, coming soon, we're talking about health, like you were saying, with health insurance, you'll have to pay more if you don't get vaccinations. That'll be what it'll start with, If you don't get full vaccinations, you're going to be charged more, and then eventually it'll be, like, mandated unless we stop it. The air travel, the same thing, because they're talking about blah, 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 concerned about people traveling from the United States or traveling overseas and coming back. They'll want you to have vaccinations. The immigrants are coming over. They're vaccinating them. Oh, they're all, they're talking about, like, diseases now on ships and diseases here and there. That's what they're moving towards. They're moving towards, adult immunization schedules. Not only, not the teachers, for instance,
wow,
in the schools, no shots in school. Everybody knows by this time that California, you cannot get a public education, you know, without being fully vaccinated. So all these people who could withdrew their kids from school, and they're doing homeschool. Now, here in Iowa, there's a bill that says that they're going to send a medical professional to your home if you're a homeschooler. If you're a private school at home, they're going to send
a medical professional
to your school, and then, I mean, to your home, and then eventually they will be, I mean, if they send it to your home and you haven't been vaccinating your kids and your kids happen to have a cold at the time, you know, CPS will descend on your head.
Oh, they have already done that. They have kidnapped children and put them into the system, which is a horrid situation to be in, because they have not been vaccinated. They send the policemen in. And
for medical, this what they're trying to do is they're actually trying to now, knowing that the home schools are not vaccinating, that's why people are homeschooling, they're actually now going after the home schools, because after this California bill, and, you know, Washington has a bill, and New York has a bill.
Washington already passed theirs, I think.
No, they only passed it in the House.
Okay.
Thank God, you know, like, I know it almost seems like it did. I'm hoping that's not going to happen. But if it does happen, you know, and you know, an interesting thing, though, about karma is that in California, for instance, my kids went to the Rudolf Steiner School, the Waldorf schools, and Waldorf schools are international. So there are lots of Waldorf schools in the United States. Now, in the pedagogy of Dr. Rudolf Steiner, who was a clairvoyant, a Christian clairvoyant who had this incredible insight and all, he said that there will come a day where vaccinations will preclude the ability to think spiritually. He said that, okay?
Oh.
So we're injecting these kids and disabling them, not only in utero, but we're disabling them the minute they're born with a hepatitis B shot, and then 30 or so shots by the time they're like 2.5 years old or 18 months old or whatever. And this is really evil. And so what we're debilitating the entire generations of humanity, and in the case of the Rudolf Steiner schools, what happened there was because they didn't stay faithful to the pedagogy of Dr. Steiner, who created the schools in the first place, they allow vaccinated people into the school, and they don't give any, they even my daughter has a Waldorf school that she created, that she doesn't give any like information or workshop with like Dr. Proletsky or somebody here in New York, you know, to explain to the parents about vaccination. This is a Steiner school basically. And so what's happened is that because they didn't keep faithful to the pedagogy of Dr. Steiner, when this whole SB 277 came down in California, they could have had a chance of being exempt and being grandfathered in if they had kept the pedagogy where he said no vaccinations, basically. And if they had kept it like that, but they couldn't because money. They just, you know, you couldn't have a school, you know, with unvaccinated people. You had to have vaccinated kids because you wouldn't have enough pupils. So I understand, but they could at least have educated the parents who were vaccinating their children. But
exactly.
They lost the plot.
Wow. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty. We are back, and our guest today is Eileen Daneman. Her website is vaccineliberationarmy.com. And I was thinking during the break that school teachers are really, because the federal government has taken over the Department of Education, taken over education, essentially, and they will pay the schools for the number of children that they consider special needs. So the more children in a classroom that are on ADD or that are considered ADHD or ADD and on Ritalin or whatever, then they get extra money for those children. And school districts claim that they are hurting, and so it's all about money. Everything's all about money. And the other thing that you brought up earlier about consciousness, what they teach children in school, linear thinking. They teach them that they don't allow a child, or the school system itself does not allow or help to develop the consciousness of a child. Children like to, well, we all do. We like to be creative. We like to imagine. We like to use more of our brain than just the left side. We don't want to all be linear thinkers. We want to be able to dream, to imagine, to develop both sides of our brain. And school is not structured for us to be able to do that. Would you agree?
Yes, and not only a school, but with this technology and the cell phone and the iPad and all that with the kids. Like my daughter, who created Primrose Hill in Rhinebeck, New York, which is a Steiner school with Steiner teachers, basically. So my granddaughter, who's 8 years old, she does not watch television. She is not allowed to have a phone. I mean, she grabs her mother's phone from time to time and, like, plays with the photos there or does get some kind of little program, little YouTube thing, or maybe watches, The Voice or something like that. Or mm-hmm. when we watch TV at my house, because Grandma, we want Grandma to, like, give some ice cream and watch some TV because mm-hmm. she doesn't watch it at all. We watch Project Runway, about designing clothes and things like that. But mostly virtually all the kids, except for the Steiner kids, are their faces are in the computer, the computer and the iPad and the cell phone. And where we think we're connecting with people with the cell phone, which we are, but we're actually like communicating to these little boxes, and we don't go out and play anymore, We actually sit in our little rooms and we communicate, by cell phone. And what does that lose? That loses the touch and the vision and the real experience of feeling another person's soul. You can experience a soul, by this virtual reality, but you don't really fully experience, a heart and a soul without a full contact. And these kids, and even in school now where they have, iPads and all that kind of stuff, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. We're moving towards transhumanism, where transhumanism, anybody wants to know anything about transhumanism, they should go to the website www.2045. That's the year, 2045.com. And you'll see that DARPA and, the Google and everybody, they're who own robotic companies, that they're moving towards interfacing consciousness and machines and saying that we can live forever, with actually our bodies turning into like technical robots and our consciousness infused into this technology, that we could just live forever. And that to me is like hell on earth. Mm-hmm. There it is.
I think that a lot of people are robotic already. And I'm very concerned about, and I've been reading this, I didn't post my book list for the week yet. But this week I've been reading several books. I read the 4 or 5 at a time, and I'm a speed reader.
Wow.
And I have been reading about the radiation and the, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace to break the madness.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Eileen Daneman. And we will be taking phone calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. And you were talking about iPads and telephones and whatnot. And I am now, I'm about 4 feet away from my monitor. And my keyboard is not right next to my monitor. I do not have a smart meter. I do not use a cell phone. I have one, and I probably use it once a month. When I use my I do have an iPad, and when I use it, I put it in airplane mode so that it is not connected to Wi-Fi, so that it is safe. It's not radiating things. And you can do the same thing with a Kindle. You simply go to settings and put your those instruments in airplane mode so that you're not connected to any radiation. And when you get a classroom full of children who all have iPads, you are going to fill that room full of frequencies that are very damaging to children's minds. They have thinner skulls than adults, and there are children as young as 2 years of age who their parents allow to play with iPads and with phones, and they have no concept. They have no idea about what that product, what that instrument is doing to their children's minds. And certainly we can understand that vaccines can cause damage, but we have to look not only at vaccines, we have to look at other stressors in our environment. And certainly radiation is a stressor. When a woman is pregnant and visits her doctor, the first thing that doctor wants to do is do an ultrasound, which they are so dangerous. What you are doing is you are radiating the infant, and I can't imagine. We had a guest on 3 or 4 weeks ago, Janice Barcello, and the things that she revealed to us. But there are so many things that we just don't think about, or that women don't think about. They think, oh, I want to make sure my baby's safe. Well, after you radiate that child 3 or 4 times, 5 times during your pregnancy, you're probably destroying their ability to be fertile as an adult. You have no idea what you're doing to that child. And
That's the plan, but you know, not
exactly.
Only that, but you've got first getting the flu shot while you're pregnant, and now they're adding the DPD shot and all that while you're pregnant. You've got
terrible.
That, yeah. If you're like third generation vaccinated, like your parents are vaccinated, and you're vaccinated and you're pregnant, already you've changed and mutated some genes, you know, epigenetics with your
right.
ovaries and things like that. Then so the child that you're bearing is already compromised with your epigenetics from your vaccine.
Right.
Okay, so you got that going on. Then you get vaccinated in utero, and so you've got that going on. And then the kid gets born, and then you get the scanning, the ultrasound 4 or 5 times, and you got that going on. And then sometimes they'll stick a needle in you and do a where they test the amniotic fluid. You'll have mm-hmm. that going on. And then you give birth at a hospital, and they give you Pitocin, or they give you a C-section. You got that going on. And then the minute the child is born, you get a hepatitis B shot that has high levels of aluminum. And then they give you the vitamin K shot, which most people don't know, is that vitamin K, which is really not necessary, but if you have to have it because they convince you, vitamin K, basically, they used to have oral vitamin K. Now they have everything in shots and vaccinations, because then they don't have any liability. The vitamin K shot, I don't know if it still does, but at one time it had 100 mcgs of aluminum. So then you get the hepatitis B shot an hour when you're born. You get the vitamin K shot. And if you happen to be premature, you will get intravenous feedings with aluminum.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what do you think about that? And then every 2 weeks you go to baby well visit, of which the doctor won't have you as a patient if you don't get complete vaccinations, because they're getting paid by the pharmaceuticals to have 100% participation. And I want to add that if your doctor doesn't want to, you know, you to participate in his practice because you're not getting vaccinated, count your blessings and run like hell to somebody else. You don't want to go to that doctor. So just complaining like, oh, I want, you know, my doctor won't see me because I don't vaccinate. You should take that as a blessing and just run.
Right. Well, that's for pediatricians, that's one of their biggest income factors is the vaccines.
Yeah.
And who was that doctor? Let's see, I've got his book on my shelf. I'll have to find
Dr.
it during
Sears?
The break.
No.
Who?
Dr. Sears?
No. Somebody that's... he's no longer with us, but he wrote a couple of books that are just absolutely fabulous.
Accents.
I'll find him during the break.
No, it's Dr. Mayor what's a Stein? You're talking about
you're reading
Mayor.
Yeah,
what are names? Something Stein. Mayor.
I will find them during the break. I'm just not seeing them.
He had a mentor, them. Mayor.
But he wrote about
Mayor
the
Eisenstein. Mayor Eisenstein. You talking about Mayor Eisenstein?
No, let's see. What was his name? He was just fabulous. And he said, Mendelssohn. Robert S.
Mendelssohn. That was Eisenstein's mentor.
Okay. And he wrote Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And he also wrote, what else did he write? But he was against, absolutely against vaccines. And,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Eisenstein, he was mentored by Mendelssohn. And, you know, Mendelssohn was one of those doctors in the day, you know, who visited you at home and all. Anyway, Mayor Eisenstein had 45,000 patients. He was out of Illinois that were basically Amish. So he had a whole demographics that didn't get vaccinated. And that was his trip with Mendelssohn. I mean, and Mayor Eisenstein did die a couple of years ago.
Right.
Had a big family. Wonderful guy. Yeah.
Right.
Well, how about what's his name? How about Mulden? M-O-U-L. Mulden, you know, remember Mulden?
Right. Yes. Right. He did.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew's no longer with us. Yeah, they believe that people should have consent, informed consent, and that's the biggest thing that people go in. Mendelssohn died in 1968, but people go to their doctors who they expect he wrote also How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, and
right.
People need to be informed about what they are taking into their body, and we have no.
Let me
no,
ask you how your grandchild became autistic. I mean, I suppose that your grandchild is like either your son's child or your daughter's child. What happened in that case?
Vaccines.
Yeah, I know, but why, with you being their grandmother, who made the decision to vaccinate? Like in my case, my older son, somehow he is vaccinating. I don't even talk to him anymore, but he's vaccinated. He's got three girls. He's vaccinated them. Not only has he vaccinated every vaccination, but he actually doesn't allow anybody to see the child that's just born for 2 years. I mean, he's totally bought into the new paradigm that the doctors tell you, and that is, don't let the child outside for like 2 years, you know, so that they don't get sick. So how did it happen with you?
Well, grandmothers have a certain amount of influence, and children, grown children, make their own decisions about their children. And certainly they would not have done it had they been informed about the dangers. And so that's.
But did you know about it at the time? I mean, did you? I mean, I only became aware of it at a certain time, and people only become aware of it when they become aware of it. So in my case, I was very aware of it, and my son still went ahead and did it. His wife is a dietitian, you know, who learns that Jell-O is good for you. So did you not? Were you not ready yet to inform your children about it? Were you not?
I was either not sufficiently informed myself, or they simply did what they wanted to do, because grown people make their own decisions And sometimes they resent being told that they don't know what they're doing when that person in the white coat that has the authority.
So we're all raised to
respect authority figures.
Yes. In your case, did you have another grandchild from the same people who now know, don't, did they learn their lesson?
Yes, they did immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah. They did. It only took a few instances of some of the things that this wonderful child did. They figured out, wow, we're not going to do that again.
Good.
But
because there are parents who actually do it again and again and again. They have an autistic child, and then they vaccinate their next child, and then they vaccinate their next child. And then they finally maybe don't vaccinate their fourth child.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's pretty sad, and it's too smart, too late kind of a situation.
There's nobody that has to be blamed for it, you know. But
no.
What I say is this, is that if you have a child with autism, you know, or on the spectrum, or is taking psych drugs, you know, because they've actually been injured, and you get to know all this information, you know, these children can't speak, but yet they've incarnated into a situation where it is like a nightmare of medical tyranny, and prior to birth they have an awareness of what's going to go on, so they're like real soldiers, you know. So here you have a child born autistic, and they can't speak, you know, but yet they're there basically right in your face saying, okay, do something about it. So, you know, I believe that it's up to the parents, once they wake up to what's going on, you know, to speak for their child, to activate for their child, you know, to fight for their child, to do. That child came into incarnation, into your body, with the hope that you would speak for them, that you would
sure.
work for them, because they can't do it themselves. And so I say, hey, when you're going to have a rally at you know, in Washington at the legislative, bring your kids. That's what they were born for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let those kids run amok.
The other thing is, when you're talking to adults, it is similar to attempting to influence them religiously or some other way. You don't force your religion or your medical opinions or other opinions on people unless they ask for them. Otherwise, you're treading on their rights to make their own decisions.
Well, that's what they say about healing. You know, there are so many people, New Age people, who like kind of think they're healers, you know, but you don't heal a person unless they ask you, you know.
That's true.
And basically, when you're trying to convert somebody into a religion or into your own ideology, you're basically not being asked. And if you're not being asked, you know, there's no reception, so it's a waste of time.
Right. And the healers aren't necessarily New Age. Some of the healing modalities that are 5,000 years old actually are very effective.
Yeah, but those who are healers, not that they prescribe herbs, or things like that, but the healers of the shamans and the healers of 5,000 years, you're saying, they know that. They mm-hmm. know that they don't impose
right.
on anybody. They know. But
right.
today, a lot of people are getting in trouble karmically because they actually want to be or consider themselves healers, and they actually want to go around healing people and like imposing themselves on people.
Oh yeah, that's wrong. You shouldn't impose anything on anybody.
Yeah, and what happens is that they get the karma, and you find healers, you know, are having like, you know, medical problems themselves by absorbing the karma of people they're trying to heal when they're not mature enough use their God-given gifts. You've got to really be mature and have some kind of training that does go back 5,000 years.
You have to do it correctly. Yeah, you have to do it correctly.
Now, the last time we were on the air together, did I speak to you about pharmacogenetics?
Let's bring that up. Can you stay on for a little while longer? Okay,
mm-hmm.
We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Well, it's not quite the end of the program. Okay, be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Eileen Daneman, and her website is vaccineliberationarmy.com. Okay, so what was it that we...
Pharmacogenetics, yeah. I thought that here in our last 10 minutes before your question and answers, that this is very explosive information. I'm not quite remembering whether we discussed it already.
No, okay. Give it to us. We have new listeners.
Okay, so in genetics, when they discovered the map of the genomes and all,
right?
The liver looking like a big piece of
liver,
brown stuff, is actually a super family of enzymes. All right, there are thousands of enzymes, a super family of enzymes. This super family is called cytochrome P450. That's the name of it, cytochrome P450. This is a superfamily. This is what the liver is made up of, actually. So what it does is that when you take a toxin in your body, and, everybody wants to, clean their liver.
Right.
When you take a toxin into your body, and depending on which toxin it is, an enzyme will respond to the toxin. So the enzymes will actually transform, methylate the toxin into another essential material, and then another enzyme will come in and then methylate and transform that in a second phase to another material, which will be allowed to go through your body and come out through your kidneys and your urine, and that's how you get rid of toxins. So it turns out that every individual and groups, let's say Caucasians, that 10% of Caucasians have one particular enzyme, which is a major enzyme called 2D6, actually inactivated. So 10% of Caucasians do not have the activity of like one of these big enzymes called cytochrome P450 2D6. Now, that 2D6 actually detoxifies 25% of today's psych drugs, 25%. It also detoxes Haldol, Adderall, Respirol, codeine, you name it. Okay? So what happens is that 10% of Caucasians don't have the activity of this enzyme just by genetics, just by, you know, incarnation. It's not a disease. It's not a defect. It just is that that group doesn't have it. And there's black people and Asian people also have their different genetics. And so one size does not fit all. So in the excipient ingredients, there's a load of ingredients that need cytochrome P450 in order to metabolize these remnants of these excipients that still exist in vaccines, like formaldehyde, for instance, okay? So to detox formaldehyde, a certain enzyme from the cytochrome P450 group will transform the formaldehyde into another level, phase one, then phase two, and it'll come out the body. But pharmacogenetics says that children, infants, neonates do not have mature cytochrome P450 systems. And we know in every hospital that they do acknowledge that children do not have mature livers. Well, what that means by not having a mature liver is that you don't have a mature enzyme system. So that every vaccination that we give under 3 years old, we're actually just simply poisoning the infants and the neonates because they do not have the mature cytochrome P450 to get it out of the body. Now, as you grow up, I mean, that's talking about all infants, not ones who are inactivated with a 2D6 or anything. That's all infants. But then if you happen to be one of the 10% of white people, for example, that don't have an activity of the one major enzyme, 2D6, like my son, by the way, then if you take a drug or misdiagnose, or you take a street drug like LSD or meth or psilocybin mushrooms or sometimes cannabis, depending on your enzyme, you will become a lunatic. And so these school shootings, you know, my hypothesis, these school shootings are kids that have been vaccinated, they've been giving psych drugs, and then they stop their psych drugs, and on many of the labels it says, you know, suicidal ideation. But it's also only suicidal ideations if you actually blame yourself. When you blame others, it's homicide. So these homicides, these school shootings, these army veterans that are killing themselves, they should be tested, and it's like $350, and Medicaid pays for it. Besides, they need to be tested, pre-tested for their profile for their enzymes. So it's like in my case with my son, who tried LSD, you know, when he was 21 years old in college, he went absolutely lunatic crazy, and they put him in the psych ward, and they actually gave him Haldol and Ativan, which turns out that he was became more crazy, and people might have this experience where their kids are acting a little crazy, they take them to a doctor, the kid is not going to tell the parents that, oh, by the way, I just did this or I just did that, I just tried magic mushrooms. No, they're going to go to a doctor, and the doctor's going to give them Respirol or something like this, and they're going to go, you know, they're lost now. They'll be in that psych ward, you know, those psych drugs for years. So if they do the test, they will see that this kid or that kid or this kid doesn't have the enzyme to metabolize Haldol or Adderall or Respirol, and they'll probably give them a drug that they can metabolize, because it'll go through a different enzyme. So we have a lot of nutcases, mental illness, science, all that, because, for instance, the University of Iowa here